have mic holders both sides of the room. Please raise your hand and wait for the microphone. We'll start left side, front row.
Todd, I have a lot of consensus within the locker room that you guys deserve better. What did you see?
I thought we played a hell of a game. But when you think of the type of game we played two nights ago in Detroit and the response that we got, we were aggressive. But at the end of the day, we have to learn how to win those games and not lose them. And that's what we did tonight. So our team has work to do. And sometimes we just play the game. We've got to manage the game a little bit. We've got to learn to win games in those situations. 2 minutes left in the second period. I thought we have control. It's 1-1. Lots of hockey left. And now we get sloppy in our end, take a penalty. We miss an assignment, a penalty kill. And right after that, another minute later, we're chasing. We respond well, play a hell of a third period. And I know I'm going to get asked about the missed call and all that type of stuff. Yes, but should never be in that situation, not with the 2D men back then.
Other questions for Todd? We'll go right side, front row.
Have you seen anything in this two in the last four, last five or six? Are you seeing anything here in this little slide?
Well, it's been different from different nights. When we played against Minnesota and Anaheim at home, we're into 6-on-5 and found a way to win one of those. We go to Minnesota, we come from behind. Good win, scrappy win. Play against Columbus, and clearly they were the better team that night. We were easily the second best team, and we got what we deserved. We come in here, I'm not sure that we were the second best team, but we didn't get what we needed. And what did I see? Kind of what I told Helene. It's hard to bitch or complain about the effort and the drive and the response, but yet the game management and the impatience sometimes of our team can come back to bite us. So there's a huge difference between playing on your toes and being aggressive and being impatient. And I thought we got a little impatient at times tonight, and it made us pay.
Is that a young team learning how to win?
Well, we have young players, we have older players. So we're trying as a group. We've gone on two 7 game winning streaks. Kind of seen it all in 26, 27 games. But I do believe we have work to do in understanding the ebbs and flows of a game, the ups and downs, the situations that, when we should swing for the fences, and sometimes we should just punt and defend a little bit. And we're caught in between a few times, but we can fix it. It'll take some time, but some of that's called experience too.
Right side, second row.
I'm curious, when you're on the wrong end of a night like this, can you separate that from the experience you went through, or is it all kind of blend together when you're sitting here now?
Well, I think it depends on what the experience, I think you're asking me about the night and the whole. Prior to the game, we talked about, like, whatever the result was going to be, as long as we had a good effort, we should cherish what we just went through here. It's a really unique experience. It was an incredible night. Well done, the league, City of Columbus. Obviously, the Blue Jackets deserve a lot of credit for the way they put this game on. It was real smooth and first class all the way through. I think the fans got a hell of a game to watch. And we'll all tell those stories 10 years from now. But what I told a small group of you before was, you'd love to end that story by saying, oh, by the way, we won. And we can't do that now. Hopefully some of us get another chance to play in this and we can finish the story that way. But I think we played well enough to win. But we have work to do as far as, I'm repeating myself now, managing it.
Right side, front row.
I'm curious, this is your third game against the Blue Jackets this year. What do you see in that team? I believe this is the last time you're going to face them this year.
Well, they are, they're having fun playing the game. And when you're having fun playing the game, it comes easier. I think their staff has done a tremendous job of putting structure in play. And the belief system's strong. You put those three things together, you give yourself a chance to win. The the talent spread out around the league, and you have to have those three to have success, and I think Columbus has it right now.
Right side, second row.
With the deadline right here, there's so many stories being told, 32 of them around the league right now, a kind of turning point situation for so many clubs. Patrick Kane made a point to say, you guys could have sulked on the bench down 3-1, but it feels like this team is playing so together. Do you take anything from that, knowing that this team showed so much fight, and in his words, kind of controlled, did what you guys wanted to do?
Boy, we would be idiots if we didn't take something from that. And not only tonight coming back, but the response from the effort in Detroit the other night. You know, that was one of our weakest games since Christmas, in my opinion, in a lot of areas. And I thought Larks really set the tone tonight for our team right off the bat. He was really good. Captains do that, and he responded well, and everybody else followed. So we get on the plane, we're all going to be pissed off because we didn't. You know, we didn't leave at least with a point, which we certainly deserve. But we're learning lessons. Sometimes the lessons are, they slap you in the face and they don't feel very good, but hopefully in the long run, it'll help us.
All good. Thanks, Todd.